o'clock, we will get started with our notices hereby given to the Commissioner Court of Orange County, Texas. We'll hold a public hearing regarding the proposed Orange County budget on Tuesday, August 25th, 9 a.m. Commissioner's Court of Orange County Admin Building. Hearing purpose to this is a hearing proposed Orange County budget, discussion of possible action on the budget fiscal year 2026-2027. For Orange County pursuant to Local Government Code 111.007, possible action may be taken for adoption of the Orange County budget. And number two, discussion and possible action regarding the proposed tax rate for fiscal year 2026-2027. Possible action may be taken for adoption of the fiscal year 26-27 tax rate. And so that will get us started on this. I will tell you, as part of the posting requirements that we have to do is that I have to post that we could possibly adopt a rate on this day. We have to do that on every one of these public hearings. Doesn't mean we're going to adopt one, doesn't mean we're at that point yet, but when I have a public hearing, I got to post the possibility that we could adopt at that point. So that being said, we will move forward. So all the just as a note of record, Commissioner Trahan is not here today. He is taking care of some medical situation with him, between with him and his wife both. That's the deal today. So we want to keep them in their prayers for sure. All right. And then I will get us started. All right. So you should have a, guys, y'all should have a form in here. Looks like this. Y'all should all have on the desk, and we'll start going through the list of items. The first thing that I wanted to talk about is the remaining personnel situations. Commissioner Viator asked me to look into this. We did that so that we can we've done most all the personnel for the exception of the part-time workers, and Lori had pulled me the list, so I wanted to go through those, and that'll finish up our personnel changes for pay scale. The first one is on the we have all of our part-time employees, and we have regular part-time, seasonal part-time, temporary part-time, and our summer help are all at $14 a piece, and then we have two additional people that are considered part-time. One of them is the GIS specialist intern in emergency management is at $20, and the sheriff's office part-time PRN nurse is at $25. And so I think the discussion was changing those up a dollar. I mean, if y'all have any other thoughts on that, let me know. The GIS specialist will only remain till his position when he graduates. He'll move to a full-time position, which we put in there. But it, now he's still got a few months that he'll still
be. And we're thinking till December.
Yeah, till December. Hopefully at that point, then he'll move to that full-time. But in the meantime, we don't want to leave him out, that position out. So anyway, so that's right I've got right now, unless y'all have some other ideas or thoughts on that.
So you have a dollar on it?
Well, that's what was suggested. That's why we're here to discuss it. So. I need to have a vote on that if we want to, whatever level we want to do. I need to have.
I'll make a
motion.
Note. Can I vote on that?
Yeah, we can vote on this one.
Yeah, this is at
20. Well, no, I'm sorry. You're right. We can't vote on it till the next, till the regular court meeting. But I just want to make a note on what are we looking at. So a dollar.
Yeah. How many total
on all of those?
Judge, you may have seen.
I didn't say the total number because the seasonal
46.
Stuff changes. It's 40, yeah. It moves.
Right.
As being a part-time deal. Between the regular, the seasonal, and the temporary, and the summer help is
46 is the total.
Is the total.
Together, whether we
to
have
include the
not.
Specialist
and,
that and
includes
the
those
PRN.
Two.
Yeah, they're usually not all four. Mm-hmm.
And they work 29 hours or less?
Or less.
Or less.
That's the thing.
And that's the total of budget. All did the
If they all did the dollar, yeah.
Okay.
I did not include the $25 in this calculation.
Yeah, that additional one.
These are just yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll switch off of that anyway.
The PRN. You didn't, she didn't include the PRN or the GIS.
I didn't include the PRN or the GIS.
Yeah, those two positions in this total number up here. But that's...
Because the GIS, since y'all voted to
move it to full-time,
I calculated it in as a, in the full-time.
Yeah, so it'd be October, November, December, 3 months worth of the dollar an hour, $29 an hour for both of those. Would be the addition to the number that you're looking at already for those.
I'm asking y'all.
Okay, so we haven't, that's not included in what we've done so far.
No, because it was a part-time. So are y'all still with looking at a dollar on all of that, all those positions?
About
$70,000
a year?
It wouldn't be quite that much.
34
plus the additional two positions.
46 and 29. 3 months. Well, the PRN doesn't make 29 hours. I mean, she's just called in when they
can't. She's only called in when they need her.
When they
so hers really moves a lot.
So it's only 34?
No, it's just 3 months.
Yeah. It's going to be closer to 42,000. At the dollar.
I know Mosquito Control and Road and Bridge both brought up to us that there was a concern about, well, they've had trouble filling those positions and they were paying.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
It all includes in here. Yeah, and that's all included in this.
Yours is one of the 46.
Yeah, yours is one of the 46.
And transportation.
They're mainly full-time now, but she does have some.
Yeah, we have one or two left that kind of trying to phase that out as much as we can. But some people only want to work part-time.
And the
all
bar.
Right. All right. So we'll put that one aside. The rest of the personnel we'd already taken care of. The other thing is on this list that you have here. And so we can start working through those items on that list. And so we just took care of the part-time workers. So these are some of the other capital expenditures. So I'm going to kind of preface this really quick just so we get at the beginning of this instead of at the end. So on this budget, and thank you, Penny, we've been diligently working on this thing now for several months. But we start back in April is when we start working on our stuff. But getting our numbers and getting our stuff from the tax office and how much we think we're going to have in April to hope getting closer to what we know we're going to have. But this year, just like last year, we will I have the budget is proposed right now at a 48.48. We're currently at 0.49. I figured it at 0.48. We will be adopting a deficit budget at that rate because we're going to spend money out of our reserve fund so that we can do some of the things that we need to do this year without having to go up on tax rate for sure. We don't want to go up. So right now that's what it's figured at 48. And so that way we can kind of look at that. And that additional money is, what, to the tax a deal? 1.1 additional revenue at 0.48, if that's what we end up adopting. And that's what this is all figured on right now. So as we move through these items, just keep that in mind.
All of these, we're talking about is figured on that?
The entire budget right now is figured on 0.48. All these. So all these items that are in here now, they're in the budget, but we haven't decided on which ones we're going to do yet. That's what we're doing here, is to kind of decide which ones we're going to move forward with and stick to actually put in the budget. So the things that we have, these are all from the budget hearings, the letters that were sent in by each department. So we have, we'll start with the MIS, and theirs request was 8 laptops at a cost of $31,200, and then some shelving for that. So theirs is a total cost of $34,200. I had to have that in the system as well. And so do y'all have any questions on that one? That was just MIS's request.
Anywhere specific for the 8 laptops or just for him?
Well, it's that they keep them in inventory. Whenever the week they go out, they have the additional ones to give somebody so we don't have to be down. All right. So maintenance had a we've still have the $1 million that we're holding in for the generators as we're moving through the pods. As the pods, the probation buildings, we don't know. You know, we've been holding this $1 million. The probation, we're moving on. We know the pod buildings, we're waiting on the grant to see if we're going to get it. That's been 2.5 years now. As grants go, it's really fast. but either way, we have to have generators there. So if we don't get the grant, that's why I'm holding that in that line item for them. He had a vehicle to replace one of the older vehicles that he had for $66,000. The four fans that go into the pod buildings, they're those big fans. I'm not going to say the name of the big fan, the brand, but they're the big fans.
They got a big old donkey on
them. Yeah, got a big fan, and those are $20,000 for those, and then the maintenance shop fans for $10,000 total on those two. You don't see anything else different in there.
So what was the total maintenance?
The total maintenance would be $1,096,000. Because we're, like I said, the $1 million of that is the generators. The other rest of it is the vehicle, and the four pod building fans.
And $1 million.
Yes, and we're just carrying it forward. Yes, because we're hoping.
So that's not attributed to our deficit, right?
Well, yeah, because it's counted as an expenditure. If we put it in the budget, it would be. So that adds to the deficit number. But if we don't spend it, yeah, then that would be less of the deficit that we would be taking in. Right now, we're at about $8 million. Okay. All right. See anything else there that you want to change, talk about, discuss? Okay.
Lori was mentioning that in the last on the budget workshop, that maintenance had asked for an ice machine, but I don't remember if that was it was for the jail, because
I think that was for the jail, and we moved it down to the jail stuff.
Do we? What about the concrete slabs for the pods?
It's in there.
It's all down here at the end for additional projects.
Okay.
So that will move us out of maintenance. And then maintenance will come up again later on additional projects, just so you know that. And then this is just their general operating that they have now. So we'll move to the sheriff's office. They had asked for two boat shed lifts. I think both of the lifts that are in the boat sheds are not operable at this point in time. They asked for, and I'm going to come back to this, so they asked for 6 patrol vehicles, 3 support transport vehicles, a narcotics vehicle. And then farther down in the sheriff's jail side, they asked for another jail vehicle. That's a lot of vehicles.
Why are they not buying some of those other forfeiture funds? Why are they asking the tax?
Well, so this. So I'm gonna go back to that, and then so the what I have proposed is that they have because they changed. Remember, we went through the little deal last year where they asked for pickup trucks and then they switched Tahoes because we were. Specific.
Well, I was hoping somebody would be here today because I got a question about when we're buying $80,000 vehicles when we bought $60,000 vehicles for the constables, and that was sufficient for the constables. You could buy 2 more vehicles with the money you've got allotted in there for the
well,
six.
This would, and that's kind of where I'm going to get to.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
No, you're fine. No, you're fine. You're good with asking your questions. I'm just going to tell you what my thoughts is. So I don't want to get into to keep us from having to change the type of vehicle that they do again like we had to do last year. After the fact, because they went from the trucks to the Tahoes. So what my proposal is going to be is that they had a commissary fund, which by state law now has to come into our general operating revenue, but they're the ones that we're collecting. It's just a change in deal, so that's really money that they've collected over the years, is that and we're going to be bringing it over to us, that and I'm going to put that money into the contingency side, and here's the reason. So that what I'm going to allocate is, unless y'all tell me differently, is $350,000 for vehicles for the sheriff's department. And that's the sheriff's department and the jail vehicle. They decide what they want, up to $350,000. I don't want to be I don't want to get us into that same bill we last year. We had, you know, they decide they want Tahoes, and then they decide they weren't going to change to Ford Explorers, for example. Then we'd have to switch it again. So we're not going to put the specific wording in there. We're going to say you've got $350,000 for vehicles. And then, I mean, that's my proposal. It's all up to the court on how y'all want to do that.
So right now the chart's showing like 480 for six patrol vehicles.
Mm-hmm. That's what they asked for. Right. What I'm saying is
talking about just putting 350.
350.
Telling them to buy whatever they need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then the additional 350 out of contingency for vehicles out of that commissary fund that we're having to move into our general operating account. Well, I just want to be able to make sure that when we get ready to do those vehicles that we have them on the, there's a reason we want them on the contingency side. It's still they're going to get, so that would basically, if they did it, depending on which ones they bought that bike, so I can buy them from 6 to 8 vehicles, ma'am.
How much is in that fund?
Well, it would be another $350,000 is what I would move over there for that. That I would earmark the contingency to purchase $350,000 worth of vehicles for the Sheriff's Department. But it's going to be out of contingency.
So that gets somebody.
That could get them 6 to 8 vehicles, depending on.
Yeah,
because
at $75,000 a pop, that's almost $350,000.
They were 82.
Yeah, they're 82 is what the last one.
The Tahoes you bought were 82.
So that'll get you 8.
Depends on what you want to buy, because the trucks that we bought, the constables, were very nice trucks, and they were very happy with them. They were 62.
Let's see here.
Now, is that going to increase your contingency? Because right now you got $2.5 million in contingency.
Yes, contingency will be going to $3 million for that reason.
Okay. Aren't we supposed to get paid something into the contingency, refund it? You took it out of contingency, and we're supposed to get money back or something?
Yeah, you'd have to remind me.
Money would have to go back into the general fund. It couldn't go back into the contingency fund. Anything that we were being reimbursed for.
Well, contingency is in the general fund.
Yeah, it's all
right,
in the general fund.
But, I mean, we wouldn't be moving it from,
I
mean, it wouldn't be going straight into contingency.
I think what she was saying is if we were moving something into, like, the sheriff's office and everything, and it wasn't, they didn't need it, they got a grant for it instead, that was going to not stay in that department, whatever department it was, that we were going to move it back to contingency. I remember that.
I was just making sure my vehicle numbers were right. All right, next item. So that basically that lets them have out of their sheriff's department allocation is $350,000 is what I currently have in there. The next thing is they had requested a APX N70 radio that was $6,950. They asked, the request was $7,500, but I think the actual cost it was going to be closer to $6,900. But
I actually
looked at and found
I
a different number.
I put the budget at 75 because that's why I put, they had that over there as an exact amount off the quote.
And yeah, so and it always is more than that.
So I'm trying.
7-8 months later.
So let's back up.
Okay.
So there, the 480 was for 6 vehicles, then they show in 3 more for 240,
mm-hmm.
and another one for 80,000. So we're not dealing with just 480,000.
No, what I'm saying is that's their request. What I'm saying is they're going to get the $350,000, and they can that's 4 vehicles at the $85,000. Okay. That's what that's figured at. And if they decide to buy different vehicles, less cost, they can get more vehicles. But that's the total that we would spend on vehicles
and
in the sheriff's department.
The whole amount that they're asking for.
Yes, sir, would be $350,000. Which is the 480, the 240, and the 80 was their request.
Plus the jail vehicle.
And in the jail vehicle at the bottom. So we would include all of that into that $350,000, and they could purchase what they can out of that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then we have that radio system at $7,500. The range moving target system we put in at $5,000. And then the covert camera system.
What exactly is covert cameras?
Well,
something like in their jail or in their in their facility. And
I'm going to need clarity on that because I'm not going to be able to support anything that's covert in the public.
Yeah, those two things just don't go together sometimes. No. Yeah.
If I misworded it, that is in y'all's documentation that was the sheriff's office gave during his.
Yeah, it was in the explanations in there, but I still would have liked to get a little bit more clarity on that as well. And then, you know, and so to be clear, because you made the mention of it, so I wanted to make sure that we're clear on it. The sheriff's department does have a forfeiture fund. That they use. The forfeiture fund cannot be determined by us on what they use that money for. We can suggest, we can say, hey, it's a great idea, but we cannot tell them what to use it on. The only thing they have to do is report to us what they spent it on within the parameters of the stuff that they're allowed to by the state law to do, but it is their fund. We do not get to determine that. So,
but just like you come in here and sit in front of us and tell us what you want, you want to do that to them too as elected officials.
Yeah, so.
Can we go back to the range target? I mean, where a moving range target for $5,000?
That's going to go out to their. They have a range out there at the.
Off Trainer Lane.
Yeah, you know where the Veterans Building is? They have a range back there behind that, a shooting range. And so they're wanting a moving target system that's so they can, so the targets move. Practice.
And they practice out there
a
lot.
Qualify too.
Yeah, they have to qualify.
They have to qualify as officers, so there's a range back there to qualify too.
I hate to keep doing this, but I'm going back again.
No, you're fine.
That's why we're here. The sheriff said he's on his way.
Okay.
So if we do, if they did all these vehicles, you're talking about 800,000. So we're going to put 700,000. Basically, we're going to put 350. And then the 350 in contingency
from the commissary.
What is that going to be? Is that going to be for vehicles?
Yes, for vehicles.
So why are we putting in the contingency?
Pending future legislation changes.
It doesn't affect our zero revenue cap.
I mean, basically, they could do everything they want to do and cut out one vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's up. I mean, that's why we're here. It's up for debate. If you want to change the amounts or change the bills, that's
it does end up being, Commissioner, it ends up being $875,000 because there's the jail. There's
a jail vehicle down there.
Jail vehicle as well. So just to clarify.
What's the jail vehicle?
They have to transport prisoners.
Yeah, but I mean,
well, they have a vehicle that's assigned to the sheriff's department for that.
For the jail.
There's two sides of the deal. We still package it all in one in our head, but it's two sides to it.
But then they're requesting three transport vehicles at the sheriff's department, and then another one for the jail to transport people.
To be clear, the jail has to go and stay with if they're in the hospital, if they have a
procedure done. Not from the not on the sheriff's department side, no ma'am.
They can transport now with a new vehicle.
If they arrest, if they
yeah,
transport
well, we're, yeah.
To jail.
Yeah, before in their private vehicles, that's one of the reasons that we went to constable vehicles that the county owns, is because in their private vehicles, their liability was on them if they put someone in their vehicle. And so in our vehicle, it's ours. So they now, you know, before they wouldn't want to put somebody in. Only when they're from arrest to the jail. Once it gets to the jail, then they belong
to the sheriff.
To the sheriff's department at that point.
I know, but still also at Orange County. So
prior to us buying the constable vehicles, if they made an arrest, they had to wait for the sheriff's department to show up to transport.
Right.
Well, I think if I'm understanding Lynn right, she's saying, why don't we just get the constables to help them transport?
Exactly.
We can't.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They don't work for us. They work for you, too.
Yeah, you can go
ahead. You're welcome to get them to do that. I don't think it's legal.
I can give you their phone numbers.
Yeah.
You can ask.
Yeah, no, they're not employees of jail, but they work for law enforcement, and they owe
But they're not in their custody. The inmates are in the jail's custody.
So they can transfer custody and then transfer.
Yeah.
No. So if they're transporting to prison or whatever, it has to be within the sheriff's office custody.
Yeah, and there's just, you know, and you know, kind of go to Chris Rockford's deal. There's some pending legislation that's on the books right now that's coming, and so that's one of the things that's affecting the vehicles and, you know, a number of vehicles. So, till we know what that outcome is going to be.
Are they trying to increase them, reduce them, or pay for them?
If you figured out, you'd let me know too, because we're all trying to figure it out right now. We're all trying.
They're not trying to pay.
They're not trying to pay for nothing. They're trying to put it where it's, you know, you're more and more mandatory on us and you, the taxpayer. So we're just being cautious on how we do that.
Trying to figure out how we can send more of your tax dollars to the state.
Yes. All right. So the so we got a question on the covert camera system. Maybe when the sheriff gets here, he can answer that question and clear that before we move on. And then they have a new fence gate opener at the Bat Cave, which is the building down the street here where they keep a lot of their stuff inside of it, and they wanted a new gate there. And it was $9,200. That was one of their requests. Any thoughts, discussions, actions on any of that? Now, the assumption, I will tell you, and it is an assumption, is that stuff that we don't approve in this deal, that they can use their forfeiture if they decide to go purchase those same items, and then that's up to them to do that. Vehicles, you know, they're asking for a lot more vehicles, and we're going to purchase either way. They can still purchase those out of forfeiture if they so choose to do so. Forfeiture funds. About $800,000. But again, we cannot determine what he gets to spend on that. That is up to them to determine that. All they have to do is report to us what they're purchasing.
Sheriff, I don't think you've got the sheet, but in the hearing, budget hearing we did, you talked, or somebody talked about a covert camera for $12,000 roughly. Can you explain
what that is in better detail?
Yes, it's like a pole camera for the archives for those investigations. They set it up. Surveillance.
So that whenever they're bringing,
it's just monitored by the narcotics, somebody else.
Yeah.
It's only on an assigned investigation.
Okay. And it is not a flock camera. Just
no flock
camera.
That
price is not a game camera either.
No. No.
So we have one pole camera that we set up that we find a drug house that we're doing an investigation on. We have pole cameras that we set up. Or if, you know, a citizen has a complaint and says, hey, we've got a guy that's coming up here stealing something, we set this camera up at a strategic location, and they monitor only that camera up there. So it's specific to an assigned investigation.
So how many cameras do you get for that?
What,
12,000?
Yes, ma'am.
So
it's 13.
13.
Yeah.
Well, 13 was a request, but it looks like it was $11,996.
That's true. It's kind of like a dual set.
Okay.
That also includes like a fob, keychain. Yes.
Do you have to get a warrant to deploy that?
No.
And it doesn't track anything, it just records the scene.
Just like a game camera.
It's
a fancy game.
That's exactly what it is, but it's more discreet than a game camera or one of the pole cameras. And hopefully, nobody's going to take that. Nobody's going to take that.
Thank you.
Also, right. Say it's also illegal for the court to require vehicles to be purchased using 59 funds. That's illegal supplantation. They're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, whether it be through grants or whatever it is.
You're more than welcome to ask your.
Yeah, we typically on average over the last several years we typically buy around 4 vehicles for the sheriff's department every year, and so. If he was to hit a windfall, to her point, if in non-legal terms, but if he was to hit a windfall of $20 million, and he said that I got a money I can buy a car. I can't say, well, we're not going to buy the four for you this year, because then that's supplanting what he got, and we can't do that. We still have to stay our average throughout the deal.
We had 11 last year. Did that come from us?
Or
did that
come
from us? Yes, most of it was. But some of it was from their funds. Some of it was from their forfeiture funds, and then the rest of it was from us.
And if I recall correctly, four of them were the constable vehicles that we
bought. Four constable
vehicles. We bought 11 law enforcement vehicles last year, and four of them were for constables.
The constables were just. Constables.
Yeah, and then we had two insurance replacement vehicles.
In this budget, they hadn't gotten.
Yeah, they have to.
I'm talking about 24-25 budget.
But that was through, some of that was through forfeiture. I'd have to go back and look at all that. But that's up to them. We typically buy about four vehicles.
Yeah, one of those vehicles was through SB-22
funds. Yeah, SB-22, which is the Senate funds that they put in there for salaries, different things. The sheriff just gets to decide that.
And there were two or three that rolled. So it's like the purchase was in 24-25. We didn't get them until 25-26. Those were rolled into the
because that was when we were coming out of the COVID year of no vehicles, when we couldn't find vehicles. So a lot of vehicles got pushed. Some got pushed 2 years. One of them was the mental health vehicle that was purchased through Spindletop. Our vehicle, but funds for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we only purchased
one vehicle purchased from Spindletop. And the other position that we had a grant for did not get filled in. So we got one vehicle from Spindletop and one officer from Spindletop.
So this year, just to recap, Sheriff, so what we're doing, of course, y'all had asked, I think it was 7 or 8 vehicles. What I decided to discuss with you the other day, we're going to put $350,000. We're not going to be vehicle specific. So we don't get into that issue we had last year when you switch vehicles to the different times. So we're going to do $350,000, unless they tell me differently here, in vehicles. So that, and then you determine which ones you want and what kind you want, up to $350,000.
Yes.
Okay. And then we talked about the – and then we had – I had a deal. So this APX, because I had a question mark on it, radio yeah, the N700, $7,500 that we put. So what is that radio? I don't know.
So some of our handheld radios are becoming obsolete. Mm-hmm. As through attrition, we're replacing them with newer radios. So this is one of those that as they fade out, we're just replacing the radios that we already got that fade out.
Motorola's?
Yes, sir.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
All right.
They'd be good to it.
And is that multiple radios, or is that one radio for the $7,500? So is that one radio?
It's $7,500 is one radio. That's
okay.
Okay.
That's what we had it as. All right. I just want to make sure we had it down correct as well. All right. And then we had talked whenever he got here, we were on the new automatic gate for the Batcave. So is there any thoughts, concerns, questions on that? Okay.
What's there now? What do you have there now?
It's the manual. They just get up there and they have to go on the inside, pull it up, and we're bringing cars in there, seized vehicles or ones that we're going to search on that side. It just makes it a lot easier on the guys. And the one in the back is actually not operable, so it's going to pick that also.
Okay, and also I just could kind of go back real quick, but we had the two boat lifts because both the ones you currently have are inoperable, right? They're not, they're in bad shape.
They're in pretty bad shape.
Okay.
And how much is that?
Those were $50,000 for the two of them. All right, so we will go to the jail. We had a jail dorm dryer for $10,000. We had two new kitchen stoves, ovens for $15,500. Jail kitchen ice machine, to whoever asked the ice machine question a while ago, for $6,000. And then a jail vehicle for $75,000, which I'm just going to put up into that same roll of that $350,000 and then the $350,000 contingency side.
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't we replace the dryer last year? I mean, probably more than one.
Washer.
We put one. We replaced one when we got the other.
How many do you have over there?
Two.
So this will have both of them new. We're within 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think they talked about it last year, the year before, that it was going to just a matter of time.
It is. It's going to cost just as much to fix it as it would replace it.
Yeah. All right.
And Jovi
was out? Yeah, Jovi was out. And then the dryer, the kitchen stoves, and the kitchen ice machine. Unless y'all have a different thought on that. Okay. And then the...
What's the grand total?
Oh, you're going to make me do math? Because I got to take that off of there. Yeah.
31.5.
That's on the jail. It's 31.5. Okay. And then we have these, and then we have 6 self-contained breathing apparatus. Devices for $129,000. They're $22,500 a piece.
Is that for the jail?
It's for the sheriff's department as a whole, yeah.
Jail.
No, that's jail.
I'm sorry, jail.
Well, I got to ask, why? I mean, I'm not saying we don't, but why do we need scuba gear to jail? What am I missing?
It's not scuba.
It does. It looks like SCBA. It looks like scuba gear, but yeah, it's not scuba gear.
It's a whole
shit.
Right?
All you need to do is the U.
And this is how many? Just two?
No, there's 6 of them. 6 of them. They're 22,000. Yeah, I thought when I first read it, that's what I saw too.
Is this like first aid type of thing?
Gas, fires.
But that's the whole shift.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so
respiratory protection, yes. During smoke, fire, chemical, gas, or hazardous air incidents, and a lot of
it's a self-contained breathing bottle.
So you already have some? Because I'm sure we have more than 6 employees there.
Well,
I know we have more than 6.
We've got 6 that we're going to respond into a situation like that. They're not going to send a whole shift.
It's a full shift.
Do you have some now, Sheriff?
They do, but they have a life expectancy.
Yeah, right. That's not something we need to speed up, then, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Okay. Yeah.
Would this be a non-compliance on your jail standards?
We are in compliance right now, but through the inspection next year, if it is not, then we will be non-compliant. That's why we're trying to...
If it was out of date.
Are these ones that you have, are they like returnable for credit?
They are
recycled.
So this is, I would not think so, because their shelf life is over with. But if there's a box so that we can, I would put it in for $10.
Sheriff, what is the life expectancy of?
Yeah, man, I have no idea.
Yeah, Commissioner, you're asking me that. I don't know off the top of my head. Usually, it's
not long.
Yeah, it's probably 5 years, I would think.
Well, that's better than I was expecting it, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I was figuring it was like 2 to 3 years. I know most of your scuba, just with, I bet that with scuba yeah, stuff, is it does end. A tank has to be inspected.
Kind of putting the man on the spot there, some questions.
Yeah. But he's a wealth of information.
Yeah. And they're probably made by Motorola.
Probably.
Motorola's buying everything.
Motorola's got it all.
So, Judge Commissioners, if my math is right, and it may not be, but that would be for jail and sheriff's office a total of
$413,700.
Okay. Not including the
350. That's including
the, no.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Not including
correct.
That. That's right. All right, we will move over to mosquito control, our fun stuff. So mosquito control has requested a truck for $46,000. The fiberglass bed liner inside of that is $3,500. An automatic gate opener out at the mosquito control office of $8,000. And then a tire changer for $6,000 and a wheel balancer for $5,000. for a total, their total would be $68,500. The truck replacement is one of the oldest ones they have still in the deal. We've been trying to, we've only been replacing about one of those every year or two with them. Those are just vehicles. They get a lot of miles on them.
It was an 06.
Yeah, but they, yeah, it's 06 replacement. So it's 20-something years old, 21 years old. I would say we got some good life out of that one. Got some miles, mosquito miles. Right. Anything else you see there? Any changes, thoughts, concerns? Okay. All right. Now we're back up to our software side request, and so in our first software is the MIS. Software is a misleading term. It ought to be a four-letter word because software is that bad. They have to deal with that stuff. The costs associated with it are crazy, but anyway. So software services and maintenance, the migration, WatchGuard, server storage to the iCloud, that increase cost on that is $20,000. On that one. Some of these things are ones that we don't have a whole lot of control. We have to have. So in the sheriff's jail, we have software services and maintenance, the infirmary software with recurring cost on a two-year contract, if I'm reading that right, of $13,400 a year, but the initial software is $39,440 for that.
Is that good for the first year?
That's for the first year, and then recurring 2 years after that at $13,500 a year. Does it just go 3 years? Do y'all know on that, Chief?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. Fun stuff on software. Gotta have it. All right. Then we go to mosquito control, software service and maintenance. We have to have an upgrade to the MCSS Stellar Services, which is $13,000 for the upgrade. And then the Frontier Precision ULV Spray Field Seeker GIS software. That's the tracking software that we're required to turn in for tracking of mosquitoes. You just don't get to go spray mosquitoes. You have to have a lot of detailed information that goes with it. And those, the Stellar LT is $13,000, and the GIS software is $46,000 for a cost of $59,000 for that.
Basically, the company they were using
went out of business, and the software is no longer applicable to the state's stuff. Yeehaw. All right, we're going to go to projects now. On our projects, first is our road and bridge. We had allocated last year $500,000 for the new mechanic shop. We're going to carry forward $400,000. We have purchased the building itself, right? I don't think we've got delivery on that yet, but we still have. So that we're going to
check for October.
Yeah, we're going to move the $400,000 over so we can continue that build once all that stuff comes in. So that's the $400,000 is moving over for that on road and bridge. All right, and then we can go to anybody have any other questions on that one? No, we'll. All right, we'll go to maintenance. Maintenance is the first thing is. And Tracy, I meant to get a hold of you yesterday. I did not, so you're probably not going to have this answer right off the top of your head, but it should be. I don't know. But Commissioner Trahan had requested to look at chip sealing the pod roads, going into each pod and out of each pod. I mean, I know our base and all of our stuff's on there that we want. I just don't know if we're ready to go with the chip seal yet, but is there any way you can get us an estimate of what it would cost to chip seal those, put a cap on those four roads, I mean, on those four pods for us? I mean, I know that
the entry road and the exit,
yes,
are done.
Yours are chip sealed?
My exit's chip sealed, and my entry is concrete.
Yes.
Well, I knew yours, okay, but they do yours all the way to the building. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I know they did the road part of it, but I didn't know if they did the actual section all the way to the building.
We did to the concrete, the exit's done.
Oh, so yours is done all the way, but that was part of our deal with the battery group. So, okay, and then, yeah, you're concrete on the side, so it'd just be the three pods then.
Well, they're getting something I'm not.
Well, you already got yours. I'm surprised I hadn't heard that one yet. I'm surprised Mr. Trahan hadn't went and taken pictures of that and sent it to me. That you got something they did. All right, so we'll get a question mark on that one. So the Veterans Building, the addition for 40 by 40 with the slab was $75,000.
That was also to house the JP2.
And how, yeah, JP2. So it would be remodeling the Veterans Building and then adding the addition would be for the JP. The JP building that we currently have over here by the Walmart underneath that overpass is in horrible shape. It costs more to fix it than it is to do what we're planning on doing here to get it upgraded. So we're going to move that. If court approves it, that's what we're going to, that's
more
the cost to doing
okay
that.
To inside
is that
the precinct?
That, repairs, rental, construction for $800,000?
Where are you looking at?
Golden Bridge?
No, this is additional because we didn't budget for anything for the Veterans Building last year.
Okay, so what's the $830,000
in
Golden Bridge?
She's not looking at this sheet. She's looking at last year's budget.
No, I'm looking at this sheet.
Well, the proposed.
Proposed budget was basically brought over from last year's budget.
Last year was $672,000.
I have to look.
So that does include the veterans?
No, ma'am. This is 75 in addition.
That was
this is project specific. That we're the stuff that we're doing now.
Does it, I see the full 500 in there for Road Bridge Mechanic Shop.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, and that will be reduced because we've already purchased the building, or it just hadn't delivered yet. But it's so we reduced that one to 400 since we've spent 100. And then the Veterans Building is new. If we decide to move forward with that, which I think we do, we should. And that was $75,000 on that.
Did we confirm what we would be able to do with the old JP2 building while we're talking about that? Or is that going to go back to the Odom Foundation?
If we abandon the property, that's who it goes to. It's theirs. I think that there's some look at maybe we could use it for some kind of a storage area, a storage yard or something, and can still use it. It just doesn't need to house people in it at this point.
What does it cost us to make that?
We would get all those costs and come up with it to look at it when we decided to do it. Because we can abandon the property and it goes back to the foundation. Because the Moore Odom Foundation is where that property came from. They donated it to the county, but if it ever gets not, we can't sell it and use it for something else, it would go back to them if we decided not to use it anymore. So we'll have to put some more thought.
But we would be paying the state taxes on it and maintenance and...
Yeah, there'd be maintenance and cost on stuff if we use that. It just depends on what we ended up using it for. It could just be a...
I'm just saying it may get
yeah, and it may end up
make down the line, you know, depending on the cost or what we're using it for, or if we just abandon it, let it go back to the foundation.
All right, and then we have the finishing work on the Veterans Building and the JP offices to complete the rest of it. So the Veterans Building, 40 by 40, that 75 is just for that 40 by 40 addition and that piece, and then the changeover from the rest of the Veterans Building and the JP office, JP2, is $50,000 to do the changeover of the existing building there.
It's 50.
Yeah, and that's basically the remodel of that to accommodate all of that being in one building now. Okay, Kirk's not here. Because we have the new construction of a JB building was $100,000. That's if we decided to go with just a brand new building altogether, separate from the add-on. We had both of them on there just to size which way that y'all think that we want to go on, whether we want to just do the addition or we want to do a new building.
Oh, that's not the addition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't remember us talking about building.
Remember, they were talking about just putting him where that there's a tree there now. They would move the tree.
I thought we were adding on the right.
Well, it's going to go right up to. I think we're still going to take the tree out. Yeah, we were going to go that direction.
I think he's actually already taken one.
I think he said it's cheaper just to. It's more cost effective to just add on to what we currently have out there, as opposed to a new building.
So take off $100,000.
Yes, sir. but it was in his request, so I had to leave it in here until we could talk about it. All right, and then the new flooring in the admin building, I have $40,000 in there. That's flooring requirements in here. We have my offices down there that have carpet. We have some of the offices that still have carpet. We're wanting to get rid of all the carpet.
And you had bumped that to 50.
Ma'am?
You had bumped that to 50, and I did not get the...
bumped that to 50 or from 30 to 40?
From 40 to 50.
So $50,000 on that, and then that's to change all the flooring and stuff in the areas that are bad within the building, mainly the carpet, and get rid of all of that. And that would be done in-house if we decide to go. This is one of the ones we've been talking about for several years to get done. Every time it rains, we have to blow carpet. Her office has carpet in it. We want to get rid of all the carpet out there. It's just a problem when we have rain and leaks. And
with the restroom up front?
No, I know that we have talked about that and looked at that. The, you know, at some point we've got to do that, but with our contingency, what it is, what, you know, when Kurt gets a solid price on changing that. I did ask him to look at what it would cost to run that to the plumbing and get us a cost on that, but until he gets us that, because that where the old Sabine Credit Union was, it's too big to make a bathroom out of that. So we were looking at using her storage closet that the tax office currently uses, which is if you're going back out, the building's right there to your right. We'll be put it there. It's also closer to the piping for the toilets, I mean, that are currently in the building and to the plumbing. So we think it's more cost-effective than moving her stuff over into the Sabine Credit Union space and using some of that space back there for her stuff, which she's kind of running. If you get in the closets, you're dangerous. It's pretty tight now because they keep records all the way back to
1885.
There you go. There you go. But that's where we're looking at doing that. We do need to get a bathroom facility up front. You know, and a lot of that is due to just a lot of new, you know, more and more security concerns coming up in the years. We just, at some point, we got to have that public to be up there. Okay. But no, currently that is not in this request.
So you're just putting this first floor and you just get rid of all the carpet?
Mm-hmm. Yep, carpet, and then there's some damaged tile in the auditor's office that needs to be replaced, and so it would be that was for. But perfect. The other two is the judge's office and our conference room, and then human resources office.
Treasury.
And then the in your spot, yeah. So just trying to get rid of all the carpet. It's easier to dry tile. It's easier to dry tile.
We need to fix leaks.
Well, you know, there's a that. We are currently under a grant process, without getting too deep with that we've been under for 3 or 4 years to fix this building and the main courthouse building, and historical society issues and a lot of things that come into play with that. You just can't just put a roof because you think it's a good idea. Because it is a good idea. But it has to fit requirements that they have, not us.
So should we put some back in there for the freshman board instead of J.P. Newcomb?
We can. That's entirely to the court. I'm going to say that's probably going to be $40,000 to $50,000 to do all the plumbing and all the sewer and all the stuff that it's going to take to do that. I mean, we can put $50,000, $40,000, whatever y'all want to do. You have a number?
How many square feet is that?
I don't remember
that. I mean, it's
10 by probably 18 or 16 or 18 deep. 10-foot wide. Yeah.
I'd be comfortable with 50.
And big books, yeah.
And big books.
Okay, yeah, the big book. All right, so 50,000.
That's some change.
Speaking of restrooms, what about the restroom? I'm shifting gears on you. What about the restroom for the employees at the collection station? Where are we at on that? I know we got the. Tracy, where are we at on the bathroom facility at the collection station?
Kurt, I was going to say about. With building out there for us.
Instead of adding on to the building, yeah, like we talked about.
It's like cleaning the one we have out there and floored by the fall.
Fair enough. Throw good money after bad.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have the concrete for the pods. We approved that for this year, but it's not going to get done. I don't think this year it's going to move into next year, so that's $90,000. That's where we're adding where the parking lot is at each pod, and then you go to the front drive where we have the where the handicap access is. They come out of that side door. They're having to go from concrete to gravel, and it's not really good with wheelchairs and handicap access. So we're going to concrete that area in front of them to have a safer travel route and also meet ADA requirements and at each one of those pods, and that's $90,000.
Is there a way to increase? And I know during voting, parking at this pod one was very difficult.
Yeah, and I think we're going to look at adding some more gravel area parking, probably not concrete at this point in time, but some more gravel area parking.
I don't know how the other pods are.
Yeah. That means our voter turnout's good.
Well, you have more than four vehicles.
Yeah, but we're going to add some additional stuff on that within that. But that'll come through our road and bridge group. Just going to bring that
yeah,
rack in there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's just something when you go to concrete.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the concrete additional parking for road and bridge is $20,000.
Yeah, that's what they've been talking about for years right there in front of the office. Yeah. We don't have so many spaces. We've got handicap.
Mm-hmm. And that's $20,000 for that. And then the rewiring of the pods, I think we're going to get maybe hopefully one or two of them done this year, but it's going to be really close. From a 200 amp service to a 400 amp service on the pods, and that's $50,500 for all four pods. The heating requirements in there in the winter months and stuff like that is 200 amps is really taxing what's available there. If you run any of your heating units and any other computer equipment at the same time, it's too much.
And so you couldn't run the heater in a coffee pot.
You couldn't run a heater at the same time you ran a coffee pot.
Is it, can you just get split into two units and put on separate breakfast?
Well, the service to the whole building.
The service to the whole building has to be upgraded to a 400 amp service, and then you split from there.
Judge, before you move on, if I could remind you, because I forgot as well, on adult probation, that needs to be
okay.
Discussed.
Yeah, I'll go back to that really quick. And then MIS, we have the on other, we have the UPS backups, $72,000. This one is a required change. The sheriff's office has an LPR camera system, centralized security monitoring room. I don't think we're ready to move forward with that yet, are we, Sheriff? Okay. Okay. I just was double checking.
Monitor. This thing will be the LPR camera.
Yeah. Okay. So we're at that one. And then the repairs, rentals, construction also at the sheriff's is to change your the overhead door at the back cave. It's a $2,000 change to change that door out.
Yes, that one's the back.
Yeah, that's the back one.
What kind of door are you planning on putting in, Sheriff? I'm sure you talked to Kirk
about scratch it. Yes.
Sectional door or roll-up door?
The roll-up door. Same.
Okay. All right. And then the expo to the new health facility parking building. So if you've been out at the new health facility that's being built, the expo, there was a grass area in there. We did not want to spend that money last year to get that concreted. We were wanting to hold that off for another year. We want to try to get that done this year. That's going to be $350,000 to concrete that, the grass. It's not a median, but it's between the two buildings, so that it gives us all that additional parking out there when we have emergencies. And if you've ever been out there, which hopefully you're not, because hopefully y'all have left like we're supposed to do when we have disasters, but if you have, that place is full. That parking lot is.
Is this addressing any of the failing parking lot we've got now that's busted all the?
No, this is just the additional new at this point. All right, and then the EDC. So if you were here when we did that, we did $200,000 that we had in EDC is committed now to to the new project that the City of Orange, the Academy, and that strip center and all that out there. Part of our support of that was $200,000 to be paid to them once they meet certain criteria. So we're taking that money out of EDC. So I'm going to put the $200,000 back into EDC. So that if we have another opportunity comes over, we have money available in EDC to do that. So that's just replacing that $200,000 that we put in there. So it will currently show it more than that because the other $200,000, they only get that money as they complete the steps. So it'll still show in there. So whenever it initially goes in, it's going to show it's $400,000 on that. But $200,000 is committed to that project. And as they hit the milestones, then they'll get paid out that. It's a pay-as-performance. Okay, no problem. And then the Bluebird Park property, we set aside $150,000 for that. So if you've ever been out to Bluebird Park, all of that is Orange County's property for the exception of that building, the old Bluebird restaurant building. It is currently in probate with the family. If that opportunity comes up for us to purchase that, we would like to purchase that building. Not to use it, we're going to get rid of it. But we set aside money that we get it because that way we can eliminate that a piece of private property being in the middle of our county park. We don't know if that opportunity is going to come up until this probate is done, but we want to make sure we had money set aside for the opportunity in case. And so that's what that is for.
So how much is that? $150,000.
And that's for the property and Jamal demolition building? Yes, ma'am. We'll probably do the demo in-house.
Yeah, we're good at demo.
Yeah, we're good at tearing up stuff. Saves us money to do it. All right, and so the other thing, and just was bringing up because we got court starting and we're like a little bit late on that, but that's okay. So in our probation department, there is one of the employees that's there. And the adult probation is funded by the fees and services that it receives based on the number of court cases that are processed. Currently, we pay 50-50. So we pay 50% of that salary of that employee. The fees and services have contributed the other 50% of that. Currently, the caseload is not meeting that requirement for that 50%, so we need to change our portion of that to 75% of that employee.
How long has that been this way? How long have we been doing 50-50?
We've been doing 50-50 for a while, and they had a little bit of a reserve built in there, so whenever they used to do a lot of caseload, they had some extra in there. She used some of that last year.
I want to say it was 2018.
Yeah, 2018.
Sure. I'm sorry?
I want to say 2018, but I'm not positive on that.
But the caseload has dropped, and it's not, so they're not processing the same level of fees now. And
well,
that
the caseload has dropped, but we still need the position.
Yes.
Is that the only one we've got?
We have to have it.
And she's been,
hopefully if the caseload picks back up, it'll pick back up and we'll be able to change this back. But right now she's not gonna have enough in her fund to meet it. So we have to pick up that extra. What's the cost on that extra 25%? Did we break it down that way?
I do not have
okay,
that.
We'll get
but
the
I can
breakdown
get it for
you.
So we'd be covering an extra 25% of the position now?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So we're covering 75% of the position through just
part-time? It's not. It's a state-required position. I mean, not state-required, but we have to have a position that manages that part of it. They manage all the people that are in that case.
Supervision. So who are we splitting that with?
Well, it's us. But it's been supported by the fees. So when you, I don't know how that stuff works, but whenever you get in trouble, you're having to deal with stuff through probation, you're paying fees while you're doing that. Those fees should cover the cost of the person that manages that.
So
currently, they are not.
So we're not charging enough for probation?
No, we're not.
Stated fee.
It's a state,
not something
it's a state set fee. No, ma'am. And then it's just based off of... Yeah, it's just based off of caseload. And the more caseload you have, the more fees that are put on those people, but the caseload is dropped. Hopefully that means that we've got less bad people.
Okay.
That's the hope. That's
you're
the hope.
More people, Sheriff. Come on. That
means the DA is running through the docket pretty quick, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, yeah. So,
Actually,
15
below our average.
Hey, that's good.
You're gonna get that new vehicle transport.
All
right. So that's the last thing on these budgetary items. Like I said, we can't vote on none of it here. It'll be voted on during the budget process during each court. We'll vote on moving
but
those.
That will be tabled.
Well, there's no action during a hearing. Whenever we do the regular court, then we'll vote on these things that we've talked about today. Yeah. We're getting close to being able to get to the final end. All right. So we'll adjourn this one at 10:05. And if y'all need to take about a 5-minute break, and then we'll go right back into court.